Welcome back. You're still listening to the People's Journal, where authentic stories are told by real people. This is part two of the conversation where Luck and Glovu is still talking to Pac-Man, Mr. 925, Intambo Mhlakazi, Tintuzo Chokega. And they go deep this time, talking all things creativity and being a vessel of God. So yeah, do stick around, and please do not forget to follow us on Instagram at TPJ_podcast. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the first season of the first episode. I am sitting in with Tepo
Moatse.
There we go. That's the proper way of saying it.
Yeah.
Thank God this is not captured on camera. The camera is you right now. I'm off camera, right? Welcome back. I am sitting with Tepo Moatse.
Sure.
In the first season of the first episode, we have been talking all thing creativity, being a content creator. I wanna ask you the importance. Do you, and also what it means to you to be a person, to be a vessel that God uses, an instrument, do you say, that God uses to change people's life. How important that is to you? Can you tell me a bit about that? Like, how do you value that? Do you see that in your daily life? And also, you know, like, life is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, life is full of roller coasters. Sure. And sometimes you are faced with trying times. And how do you come across the trying times? Because people might look at you from the outside world and think, that guy doesn't ever look like he's going through troubles. Whereas you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And do you want, just talk to me about that a little more.
Whew. That's a good question. Damn, being God's vessel. No?
Yeah.
It's a gift. I don't want to say it's a curse because, I mean, I'm given this by God.
Yeah.
So it can't definitely be a curse. It can't.
Yeah.
It's a gift. But more than anything, when you said Tepo, you called me by my name.
Absolutely.
I mean, kaskhua, when you convert or
translate,
it's hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did say something about understanding your name sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and the power that lies within your name.
Yeah.
You know, so me being Tepo, I have to live up to my name.
Yeah.
You know, because I always feel like my mom gave me this name for a reason. You know, so coming back to being God's vessel, it's crazy because it's a roller coaster journey.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you want to deny it. Sometimes you just want, can I just be normal?
Yeah.
You know, can I not care about what's happening?
Yeah.
Can I just be like the other guys and just, you know, continue living my life like everybody else?
Yeah.
But unfortunately you can't, you know, because you have a mission.
Yeah.
You know, and it's scary because even when you go to the story of Jesus, he was crucified for being a vessel, for being an instrument, right?
Yeah.
So when you think of such things, even the journey, sometimes I get that, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm helping people whom I feel like I shouldn't be helping, but because of, it's not up to me, you know, to be that vessel, to assist someone who I feel like, nah, if it was up to me, some people, I'd choose my energies and say, but sometimes God sends you into this house or into this heart of someone or into someone's head and say, go and be a motivation.
Yeah.
Say those words, you know, live up to this. And when that happens, I feel like sometimes I do not have my life, you know, because sometimes I just want to be that guy that goes all out.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I do, right?
Yeah.
But in me doing that, I'm more conscious, you know, because I realize with Ash, but I'm not like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, my life is or has a purpose, you know, and my purpose is to be this vessel, is to be this instrument, you know. So in as much as sometimes I'm in crowds and I get lost within the crowd, but I try to isolate myself. You know, one of my mentors used to say that, Bennett Nyane, shout out to Bennett Nyane. He used to say that, Guti, when you find yourself in a crowd, try by all means, you know, to sometimes be still and take your head out. Uthi mina ngenzani kwenziwani la mina makwenziwa so mina ngenzani.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I try to do that most of the time. Kuthi noma ngise crowding, I'd isolate myself. Oh, okay, 1, 2, 3 is happening. Okay, here we are discriminating or we are insulting women, you know. So what am I doing? You know, am I also part of that? You know, and then I reflect, I come back to the circle, you know, and say, okay, cool. I think it's enough, gents. You know, we'll have the conversation another time, but I think it's enough. And most of the time I get in trouble because then also being that comes with you being a voice. You know, and I think I was never given like other talents but my voice, you know,
yeah,
my voice is powerful, and I'm realizing that and I'm embracing that.
Yeah.
Funny enough, in the morning I was checking out a video that I did before even having a podcast.
Okay.
I think I was feeling, like I said, my creativity comes from pain.
Yeah.
You know, I find the seed of opportunities in my most painful experiences.
Yeah.
I think at that time I was like going through something, and I started recording this InShot, an app where I started talking about my voice. And when I was listening to it today, I was like, damn, that was me affirming what I have today.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, at some point I used to feel like I need to have a voice afana naga DJ Smoo, a voice afana naga More Flavor, a voice afana naga
DJ. You wanted to fit in,
you know, in order for me. But then I got to understand, good to know, man, my voice is different and there's a purpose for it, the way ngakhona.
Yeah.
You know, and I started realizing, embracing that as soon as I realized, good to, my voice is a vessel, is an instrument.
Yeah.
You know, it's not mine. You know, I was given to it by God, and he's saying to me, use that.
Yeah.
Use that.
Yeah. I mean, what I love is, as much as I'm consciously aware of being born for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
People, the biggest thing that I learned is not to expect anything from a person, right? Not to expect anything less than change. And accepting that people change, and change is good, you know. That is what kept me alive, because sometimes we expect a lot. We expect things in relationships. We expect people to act in a certain way, working colleagues or your parents or your brother, or your sister, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You know what I mean? If you don't expect anything from someone, you'll never be like, you're not setting yourself up for a trap of pain. And also, that's the thing. If you know that you're sent for people or born for people or to change people's life, don't expect anything back from them. And it is so painful, right? And this is what people say.
Yeah.
And this is what people experience.
Sure.
You invite someone into your life and they grow, they expand, and now they start taking a different route from what you've been doing.
Sure.
And then you start saying they've changed and they turned their back. No. You have been all this time changing this person's life for the purpose of them to change.
Yeah.
So if they're taking a different route, let them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
You have been grooming this person to grow up. You have been grooming this person to become something in their life.
Sure.
And now it's time for you to let them go and do whatever that they want to do.
My gosh.
If you're now saying, no, they've turned their backs against me, they are like, this is because of me, they've achieved this because... No. Don't do that. You know, that's not acceptable. That's not the reason you're helping the person. The reason you're helping the person is to see that person succeed, right?
True.
And you need to be happy and rejoice that, oh God, thank you for using me as a vessel in this person's life or in this person's journey. Do you know what I mean?
Funny enough, you brought expectations into the conversation because, like you said, Guti, sometimes when people look at me, they think, yeah, this one is always motivational, is not going through some stuff. But I'm in a phase right now where I'm unlearning that, you know, where, like, I think I sort of started to develop these depression signs or what do you call them, symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I started developing those and I'm glad I took note of that, you know, was based on expectations. I have a podcast. I have friends. When I drop an episode, I would expect we to keep, because they're my friends. These, before, you know, like in love, who listens to this or gets this episode, you know, someone close to you,
they should,
you know,
yeah,
that weird,
yeah,
should,
yeah,
you know. And I've realized, I'm like, wow, now I've got all these episodes that have went out. I've never even gotten a feedback from my closest friends. The ones I call friends, yeah. You understand? And it started getting to me.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, but before, why am I getting a feedback from someone who's in Mpumalang? When I can't even get a feedback
from Fintown.
You know? From someone I am drinking with. Or someone I am listening to music with. Or someone I am chilling with at the moment. Recording this. Or you understand? And it started to get to me. And I, like, to a point where, because last week, like, it really started getting to me heavily. And then I started contacting the people about go Ask Nelson. So I Ask Nelson, they dealing about consultations, you know, like if you need therapy, you need people to talk to and stuff like that. And I started talking to this woman and I started explaining it, you know, I feel like...
Did you go in for consultation?
Yes, I did.
Do you pay for that?
It's for free.
Oh, okay. Yes. Where are they based?
Just go and visit Ask Nelson.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'll assist you. Asknelson.co.za. Then they'll assist you. I did. It was a phone call consultation. Cool. Though I didn't go for a face-to-face.
In person, yeah.
Yeah, in person.
Do they call you or you call them?
You can send a call back.
They call you?
Yes. Oh, or you great, can send an email and then they'll ask you to send your details and then they call you.
Oh, that's absolutely
And I understand
great,
why they need to do that. Suicide, depression.
Absolutely.
Those things are going up.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know what's bad and what's sad is that... Ekasi, we think these things are for white people.
Yeah.
Depression.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Yeah.
You know? And we grow up with these things of saying, indoda ikhali khali langaphakathi. That's why you find men killing their partners. That's why you find men behaving the way they behave. They have so much in their hearts that they need to let go.
Sure.
And there's so much that they need to cry about.
Sure.
And it is okay to cry.
Sure.
You know, it is okay for a man to cry, like literal tears.
Yeah.
It is okay for a man to say, no, stop it. You're hurting me. You're turning me into a monster.
Sure.
You know, because some people, they do things and you want to do it because you want to prove a point. Proving a point is not a solution. You know, proving a point... It doesn't make you man, you know what I mean? Like, but being human, accepting that you've got emotions, accepting that you're going through some shit time right now.
That's the best part.
You have to.
That's
you know
the
what
best
I mean?
Part.
And that what will heal you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more. Sorry.
No, it's all good. So I started talking to this lady and I explained to her, Guti, I'm going through this thing. Remember earlier on, I did say, Guti, this month is a month where we... you know, have to raise awareness for depression. And one of the things that I got was, it's a situational, you know, depression. Where you suffer this depression based on this situation or this event that is happening or has happened in your life. And she said to me, maybe you need to stop expecting things from people. Right? Because people are different and people are in different phases of their lives. Understand that. Maybe your friends are not there where you are. You understand? So maybe you need to remove the expectations in order for you to be happy. You know? And it's a process that I'm learning. I'm like, oh, okay. Just because these people are my friends, just because these people are my family, you know? And we've had such stories where people have come out and said, I mean, at home, they never supported the dream till I made it. Right? And it's something I had to also realize with, oh, you know what? Just because people are close to you, it doesn't mean they'll get what you're doing at that time. Right? And you shouldn't be mad or angry.
No.
Right? You just have to understand, Guti, when probably you're in a different level, you know, and they are also in a different phase of their lives, you know, and it is what it is. You know, so... Man, expectations kill things, you know. So those are some of the things I was going through. And I actually wanted to record a podcast based on that, you know, but I'm glad that you're giving me this platform and this opportunity to stay. Right. I'm not as good or as super positive as people think I am. I have my flaws. I have my days where I close myself in a room, you know, and cry, like you said, indoda iyakhala, you know, and question, God, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, why am I going through this? You know, so that I can feel the emotions. I'm human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, just like everybody else. You can't, in as much as yes, you possess the image and the power that the God, you know, has given you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're still human in flesh.
Yeah. I just want us to pause for a second. I think something's wrong with the camera. Do you want to switch the battery? Okay, cool.
All right.
2 seconds. Oh, so you bought this beat?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
For the same reasons, Ogutie, you don't want to, you know, get in trouble for copyright, none. So I know when I'm using this one, always good. Ain't nobody else going to say, I'm going to, hey, that's my brother Wave. I know him. And he wanted to give me this for free, but I was like, nah, can I please buy it? Because it's important that we support, you know, local people, not based on favors, but based on...
We good? All right.
Hmm? Yeah, it is.
It is important that we do what?
To not explore talent. I mean, especially as creatives, Nat, you know, if we understand already how difficult it is to get support from outside.
Ish, my guy.
You know?
Having people that works with you for you and you can't pay them, it's painful.
It is.
It is absolutely painful. Are we good? Oh, can I stretch? Oh!
How do you go live on Instagram? Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, can you just... That's why I say it's flesh.
So... So if you go live on Insta, you come here where there's a camera. And there's a live button down here.
Oh.
And then when you click on it, it's going to go live.
Oh, we're not doing live. So did you click already?
No.
I have to click.
It's going to tell you, I think.
Checking connections. Ah, it's all good.
Cool. Yes, we were just talking about depression, right?
Yeah.
And you just mentioned the guys. Ask Nelson.
Ask Nelson.
And we can get them online.
Yeah.
I think we should put a link of those.
Sure.
During
sure.
That, you know, to help people who really... And I feel like... it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
There are people who kind of follows me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like also like that this would be very helpful for them. Whoever's going through depression or somebody who knows somebody who's going through depression.
Sure.
To give out these details would be like of beneficial.
Yeah, it would.
So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you a bit about maybe the books that you're reading or your mantras. Just towards the closing. Also, like your statement of encouragement, not only a word, because we hardly say a word. people always say, yeah, any word of encouragement as if you're going to say there. That's my word, encouragement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your statement of encouragement or your paragraph or your thesis on encouragement to other content creators, and also the future of podcast, especially the People's Journal. Like, you know, I know sometimes we cannot predict, like this podcast, particularly I wanted us to talk about creativity, content creation, but also now I realized we can talk about your journey and how it feels to be a dad, how that changed your life. We didn't even talk about you being raised by your grandmother, being also like, there's so many things that we left out, but you cannot really, really go according to the book sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's very hard to go according to the book. But maybe in the future we'll go according to the book. Talk to me a little more about, or should I rather say that, the books that you're currently reading. You just mentioned that you love Robin Sharma. The 5 a.m. Club, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I also like read his books. He's a good guy. I mean, like, I really, really specifically don't have a favorite now. But, like, if a book is really, gives me interest, then I'll read it. You know?
Sure.
Talk to me about the books that you're reading. Are you a reader?
Most deaf. Most deaf. I don't know. It may not sometimes show, or people might not, you know, get it maybe when I speak.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we think, Uguti, when you read, then you'll sound, or, you know, I still have heavy accent. Sometimes I still struggle to articulate myself the way I should.
Yeah.
You know, but more than anything, I started realizing the power of reading after my matric.
Yeah.
You know, where now I was faced with this anxiety of thinking, damn, now I'm going to go into the real world, you know, and there I'm going to meet up, you know, other people who've been in private schools, you know, and how will I conduct myself? How will I, you know, manage in that situation? And I started then going back and saying, you know what? Since vele, this is the gap year, I'm not planning. Why not just go lie on a daily, you know, library? I remember the first book I took. It was such a huge book. What? The Power of Proposal. I still remember. What was I looking for in that book? Because it spoke about proposals. It was deep.
Business proposals.
Business proposals. It was big. I'm sure when I took it, the person was signing me out, thought we tired. This one already is a
natural reader,
you know?
Yeah.
And I remember came back, I started reading it. And I was like, ooh, this is frustrating. But as I kept going back, I started finding books that resonated to my situation or where I was at that time. And one of the books that changed my life was Unleash Your Creativity Within by Dr. Osho. Dr. Osho has a background in Buddhism, you know, and I remember just after completing that book, I even have evidence of that creativity that was unleashed, you know, because I took like a whole screen, say it's a computer, I took a paper, I wrote there, I was ready, and I had a glass and a fork that had all these things I wanted to do, like your YFM in there, and I stood there, I took a picture, and when I look at the picture today, it's like I was ready, you know, for this process that's happening today. At that time it might not have made sense. At that time I was applying for YFM, so I was like, I'm ready now, you know, y'all can take me, you know. So that book changed my life in helping me understand spirituality, one, in helping me understand the power of your thoughts, your mind, you know, because he speaks about the inner resources, you know. So it really helped me a lot. But the books I'm currently reading at the moment is, so currently I don't have a consistent one, which I'll say every day. I'll just go reference there and there depending on how I'm feeling that day. Like right now I was telling you about my situation, Guti. I feel like I'm going through something, and The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, because I've read it, some quotes are now starting to make sense, like the one I gave you, you know. I find seeds of opportunities in my darkest times or in my painful experiences, you know, and it speaks to me currently. Another book that I'm reading, which we are reading, is The 5 a.m. Club.
Nice.
I love The 5 a.m. Club. Oh, I love The 5 a.m. Club. Come on now. What? The way in which how Robin just compiled it, and, you know, it's not one of those go do that, do that, do that, do that. But it's more of like when you read it, it's these three people having a conversation and learning life. And this one person who's went through all of those things, guiding these two people, you know. So Mr. Rayleigh, the entrepreneur and the artist, they meet up at a sermon, right? Both the artist was going through his thing, the entrepreneur was going through his thing, and they met this man who looked like a hobo, who looked homeless, only to find out at the end that he's a billionaire.
What?
And the concept he was trying to show them was, just because you have all these materialistic things, that doesn't make you human, right? It doesn't make you better than the next person. In fact, when you have those material things, people, when they look at you or when they approach you, they're now, to them, it changes everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come to you, Lucky, because I know you have Lucky Studios.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna come to Lucky because Lucky's a good person, yeah, and I can learn something, yeah, without thinking, in order for me to learn from Lucky, I need to first see, you know. So it's a powerful book. One quote that really spoke to me was when he spoke about, which I'm practicing right now with the People's Journal. He was talking about how it's important for creators, you know, to see themselves as your Picassos, you know, your Shakespeares. Those people, when they did their art and everything else, right, they focused on the finer details. The pianist focuses not on the end product, but on that key. Ding! Mastering that makes a huge difference. And he also speaks about the importance of making sure with your execution, when you execute, forget about the world, right? Focus on the finer details. So when you execute, you feel good. That was my best work. Close the noise. Don't take the noise outside for a minute, right? So I'm learning that from the 5 a.m. club. I'm learning about the power of preparation. You know, most of the time as creatives, we don't want to follow a structure, you know, because we are creative. But sometimes we are all over the place now, yeah, because we don't want to. So there are podcasts which I've done, Good The People's Journal, that never came out. One, because I wasn't prepared for them. When I did the I Am Born For People, I was prepared.
Nice.
I was very much prepared from the first segment when we started with the game,
yeah,
to how the interview, you know, just kind of,
yeah,
you know. So I'm learning that now, that I need to embody that moving forward in everything that I touch, in everything that I do. I need to prepare myself, you know, because they say opportunity comes to people who have prepared,
yeah,
or if you are prepared, yeah, you know, when that opportunity comes, you won't hesitate.
No,
you'll be ready for it,
yeah,
you know. So yeah, it's the 5 a.m. club. It's the monk who sold his Ferrari. I'm also reading another one, which is kind of interesting as well. It's called Wild at Heart. And this author talks about heart of a man. What we are as men. Why we are here on earth. And why men are falling. You know. And he states that men are adventurous. And the practical example he gave there is like, look at boys when they're growing up. They love fighting games. Boys when they're growing up, they won't just play,
yeah,
you know, games, yeah, that don't have any risks,
yeah,
involved.
Yeah.
You know, from the first toy you go to buy, you buy a gun. You understand?
Yeah.
That shows how adventurous. If there are no toys, like the way in which how we like risk, we might play wrestling, we might, you know. So it's also another thing that's reminding us that most men are here on earth just to be here on earth. But no, that's not why we are here. You know, we are here to build, we are here to create, we are here to find our greatest strength, and we are here more than anything to love and protect,
yeah,
you know, our environment.
Yeah.
I don't want to say woman, I don't want to, but to protect our environment,
yeah,
you know, from the plants, you know, from human, you know. So It's such great perspectives. All of them, I think, when I read them, apply to different aspects of my life. So those are the books I'm reading.
Wow.
Yeah. And reading changed my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's the one thing. I don't have a degree at the moment. I don't have a diploma. But because I read books, I've been in spaces with people who have diplomas and degrees, but I can still articulate myself and I can still be me in those boardrooms, in those circles, in those round tables, right? Because of books and the confidence that they've instilled in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Any words of encouragement to the listeners before we bounce off?
I think one thing, I don't really have much. I'm not manning it, but I just want to say to everyone that has something that they've been thinking of doing, start. Starting is the most difficult process.
Yeah.
If you think with the process of how am I going to do that, now when you're in the process, once you've started, the other processes become easier.
Yeah.
But starting is more difficult. So I just want to say start, because most ideas sematuneni by now. You know, they've never seen light. It's crazy. So you don't want to take your idea. Hence why I was like, you know, for me to start the People's Journal, I had to take a loan just to buy these mics, just to buy these things, right? I had to do that because I believed in this power, Guti. If I can do what I believe Guti, this will change. Yeah. It will make a difference. Yeah. I don't care. Hence why when we talk about podcasts, I try to exclude myself from audience.
Yeah.
That's not what we are doing.
Yeah.
We are building a community.
Yeah.
So if you understand, in a community we are diverse. There's someone who speaks in sign language. I'm thinking of that now. How do I accommodate that person in my podcast that's only sound orientated? How do I make visuals that will help that person understand this conversation?
Yeah.
You know? So in a community we have people who are disabled.
Yeah.
You know, we have gays, we have lesbians, we have Christians, you know, we have Muslims, you know. So when you talk about an audience, sometimes it kind of shifts away. I don't know. I mean, do what works, obviously.
Yeah.
But with the People's Journal specifically, I'm building a community. So hence why I don't follow numbers that much.
Yeah.
Which, I need to be on 100,000 or I need to one person, two person, three people. If they felt like this changed their life for me, that's enough. I've done enough.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming through. And I mean, there's so much to talk about.
That's right. Why it's called a podcast.
Yeah, like there's so much to talk about. Yeah. We have to wrap it up now. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for helping us with your kit. Just a reminder, this is a podcast. If you really want to help out in getting other stuff that we need, you can kind of contact us at info@howluckystudio.co.za and we'll get in touch with you. If you are inspired by this podcast, there's many more that are coming, and you can share this podcast with your friends, your families, and most importantly, if you know someone who's suffering from depression, we have a link down below that we have put here that will help you or that person who's suffering from depression to be in contact with contact Nelson.
Ask Nelson.
Ask Nelson.
Buzu Nelson.
Buzu Nelson. So yeah, this is a podcast, first episode in the first season of the podcast. I think we'll do other cutaways. Thank you. Thank you for coming, man.
Thank you for
your time, and I mean all the best with all your future endeavors.
Same here.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Are we good, Marcelo? Thanks, brother. Thank you.